All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Dennis Stuckey Show. And it's starting already. It's a Wednesday, and that means it's a Prowlers day. Coach is apparently out warming up the bus because the team's got a trip. Only one game this week, but it's tomorrow night in Danville. And Danville's got to be, what, 10 hours?
The way our bus driver drives, probably about 8 or 9.
8 or 9, all right.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
We Google map it, it's only 6, so.
Oh, well, that's not a good thing.
Well, that's also by car, too. Yeah, those long bus rides aren't fun. At least you get, what, your own road to yourself, basically?
Yeah, or a little bit of a bed space.
That's good.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's better than, like, when I used to travel with the old U-Haul teams and the IHL teams and that. You know, we carried like 22 guys,
mm-hmm.
and you could dress. I think you could dress 19 for a game, and we always had extra guys. With this, I mean, you guys might take a road trip and only have 14 guys on the bus, counting coach.
Yeah, I think we went to Cornwall with only 12, a bus driver and a coach.
And then maybe you'll call a guy and hope that he meets you there or something. But that's kind of life in the league. Dalton Jay is here. He's a regular on the program now. We're thinking about giving him his own show.
I like the idea.
What is it now? 15 goals in 15 games since you've been here?
Something like that. Sounds about right.
Yeah. That's not too bad.
I think I'm doing okay.
I think we'll keep you at least for another game.
Okay. Works out well.
Coach was in here last week going, "Oh, Andre called me." I know Andre's your good buddy there in Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Andre called me. He wants to make a trade. And then coach is looking at the roster going, "I'm not sure I want any of his players." we have fun here. You guys are going well. 8 wins in a row. All kidding aside, this is a pretty good roll that you guys are on right now. And you're winning in all different ways. I'll take this past weekend as an example. It was a close game on Friday, and you guys found a way to win. And on Saturday, I thought you guys dominated, and there was no question right from the start you guys were going to win.
Yeah. I mean, you can't take them lightly, like North Shore. I mean, they're a team that they really have no guidelines. They really have no anybody to kind of tell them what to do or anything like that, so they can go out and play their way. And that's what we found, because one of my buddies that played last year in Danbury with me was intern coach, you could say. So, he wasn't going to yell at anybody if they all of a sudden threw a puck up the middle and, you know, we scored on them. So, they could kind of do whatever they wanted. And, I mean, the first game on, I think it was Friday, you could tell because they were doing whatever they wanted. And they just kind of, they kept it close real early and they kept it close throughout the game. And luckily enough, we just kept doing what we needed to do, and we pulled out the win. And then we played same way on Saturday, and we beat them by a larger margin that we should have beat them by.
This is a statistical fact. When Brady was in the building alone, the score was 4-4.
Oh yeah, and then when you come
when
in.
I walked into the building, the score was 8-2 on the weekend.
Well,
because I caught the third period Friday, walked in 4-4, bang, we win 6-4. And then I saw the whole game on Saturday, 6-2 win, cakewalk.
So you're a lucky charm.
I'm telling you.
Just stay up in your corner.
Got the magic touch. I do. I hide up in my corner, and I just watch the game and analyze and then complain to coach, and then coach says, "Yeah, whatever."
You text me what line to put on this. Don't put this guy on. I think we should put this line out. Change the power play. You know how you are.
Hey, power play goal this weekend.
Power play scored a couple of goals.
Yeah.
This guy.
Normally, right. When they call a penalty against the other team, I just wave the white flag. I'll just play 5-on-5. Thank you.
We'll decline it. We'll decline it. No, it took us almost the whole 5 minutes on a 5-minute power play, but we got one.
Still counts.
Who scored?
This guy.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Hey, where'd it go? 92 shoots right?
Thanks.
He doesn't know anybody's names.
No.
You got that bus warmed up?
You have no idea, my friend. I had the generator running since 3 o'clock yesterday, going back every 4 hours and filling it with gas, and it started.
That's good news because there's more bad weather coming.
Oh, thanks.
It's a good weekend to only have one game. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, it's going to be a little cold. The bomb cyclone, is that what I said it was called?
The bomb cyclone.
That's what this weather event's going to be called.
I think that's what we're going to call your line.
The bomb
cyclone. The bomb cyclone line.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. I don't.
What?
Cyclone.
Bomb cyclone.
Like a tornado, but a cyclone. I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult. That.
Wait, did you
like that
blue line? I
liked all the lines. Yeah. I liked all, and it was a tough weekend too, especially when Robo got hit, and then you got to tinker with it a little bit more.
He got hit.
He got hit. I think they gave him a penalty too. First time this season.
Yeah, I know.
Guy got hit, and the ref actually called the penalty.
He had to sacrifice Robo for a power play goal.
Yeah, but we got it done.
I'll take it any day.
What was Graham's deal with the goalie? He wanted to fight him Saturday night.
I know. I wanted to see that.
it was like the biggest body check of the game was their goalie coming out and hitting Graham into the boards.
No, I think that was Carey.
Was it Carey?
Yeah,
it was Carey.
I don't think it was Graham.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I do have to say, like, Graham does have a thing against North Shore's goalie. I mean, he's always fighting him.
Doesn't like him. Did he play against him in Europe or something?
No, I don't think so.
He's a big guy. Like at the beginning of the season, I didn't remember him being that big, unless he's eating a lot of Twinkies, unless that's their food regiment. But he's a big dude.
Is that the same goalie?
Yeah, that Pavlas or
yeah, Pavlas.
Say his name?
Because they only had one goalie. I gave him one of my five to sit on the bench.
I wondered where that guy
that's
came
who
from.
That was?
Middle of the third period, some guy comes out of the locker room and sits on the end of the bench for them. Which who'd you give him?
We can't tell you. Top secret.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It reminds me when my dad was when the Border Cats were here, the first team in this long line of teams in the 90s. He's sitting in there with Ron Horn up there just watching, and the PA guy comes on and asks, "Will Roger Beaton come to the Border Cats locker room?" Long story short, he had to dress for that game. He pulled the thing, the North Shore thing, so he had to skate out there mid period and be the backup goalie.
Well, we had one in Utica, New York, one night. The UHL rule was you had to have the goalie plan and you had to have a guy dressed as the backup. You didn't have to play, but you had to have a guy dressed as a backup. So first period there was a fight and the starting goalie got launched, so the backup went in. So under the rules, one of our forwards, Dave Evaska, went in and put the other goalie's pads on, and he just sat on the bench. And I don't know, you know, had the other goalie got hurt or thrown out or whatever, I don't know that we would have put him in. We might have just played with an empty net and gone with six skaters. I don't know. But he was dressed. And another time in the old Western Professional Hockey League, which is a really gong show league. If I write a book, it's going to be called Welcome to the Gong Show. And most of the stories are going to be about the Western
you
Professional
should.
Hockey
You
League.
You remember everything. You know?
But we had a Zamboni driver. Terry, and I can't remember what Terry's last name was, but Terry drove the Zamboni at the old Met for the Minnesota North Stars, and he was about 57 years old, and we slapped the pads on him one night in Bossier Shreveport, and he couldn't even skate. He just leaned against the boards. He didn't take warm-ups or nothing. He just leaned against the boards with all the gear on, and then he sat on the bench all game long, and fortunately nobody got hurt.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. In most of the leagues, maybe even still today, a lot of the equipment managers were the backup goalies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the NHL for a long time, back when they didn't wear masks. And every once in a while, the equipment guy had to throw the pads on there and finish a game.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it happens all the time. Last year, I think the Toronto Marlies in the AHL used their arena or Zamboni driver to...
Yeah. Fort Wayne Comets did it one night. Their goalies were all down, so they put their trainer in. His name is David Franke, I believe. But he let in a goal from center ice to tie the game, and the game went to shootout, and he stopped everybody in shootout, and they won the game.
Come on.
That's a true story.
Fall down?
What year was that?
That would have been...
Was that when the Icehawks were?
Yeah, that would have been the Icehawk era.
So, like, late? 2000s, like
2007, 2008,
really?
Somewhere in there. Yeah, I can't remember his first name. His last name is Franke, and I only remember his last name because the owners are named Franke, but he's not related to the owners. And he was the trainer there going back into like the 70s. and they throw him in because he played rec league goalie, you know, in the senior men's league there in Fort Wayne. But, yeah, it's, somebody ripped a shot by him from center ice to tie the game, and then they went into shootout, and he stopped all five guys in shootout. So.
Just a view.
You never had to go in there, Coach?
What's that, sir?
You never had to go in there between the pipes?
Only when
Coach can't even skate.
Yeah. only when Joe and Philip, my two sons, were small, I used to play goalie. And when they started taking
can't
slap shots,
skate.
That was it.
All right, we got to take a break, but we're just getting warmed up on a cold day. Welcome back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show.
Sometimes the
off the air
stuff's better than the out of the air stuff.
Sometimes. Dalton J is here. Coach Pace is here. Brady's here today. McKillop sent me a text. I don't know if he wants to go golfing or what he wanted. He wasn't specific. But he asked if you were here, Coach. He's always thinking about you.
McKillop.
Killer?
Yeah.
I miss Killer. He's,
can't you get closer to the mic?
Killer's disappeared on me, but we're like text buddies now. I know he's busy with his hockey.
Yeah. He's coaching hard. I don't want to look. Because he told me his team was going to be bad.
No. We don't want to look at the stats.
Yeah, I don't want to look.
Can I look at the stats?
No.
Not. Well, maybe later. But, you don't want to stir that can of worms.
No, I don't.
You'll end up walking through the door.
Because I'll just see the little crack of the door.
And then you'll know what you have to do.
Yeah, and then he's probably on his way right now, to be honest.
And you're already in shame. Brady lost the bowl pick'ems to me. Not that I'm bragging or rubbing it in or anything. But there are 41 bowl games, and I'm ahead 22-18 with one game left. So there you go.
Well, I know why.
Why?
Look at the cover on his phone.
Should I just leave?
No, who are we going to pick on?
I don't know. Maybe?
Maybe. Anyways.
Make fun of someone who's not here? That's always easier.
As we were talking to Dalton when you finished parking the bus there, Coach, 8 wins in a row. It's going pretty good right now, but I know what you're going to tell me. You're only focused on tomorrow, one shift at a time. You're so boring.
Shift by shift, period by period, game by game.
But it works.
I'm not boring, actually, but you do today what you did yesterday, you only do it better. So our goal is to get better every shift, every period, every game, every day, every week, every month. And like I told you before, it's like building the house. Put the foundation in, put the walls up, the roof, and then we'll decorate it. So we just want to get to beginning of April and just have that train rolling full speed. And we're going to tinker and we're going to make some changes. And, you know, we're always looking to get better. Always. I mean, you know, Dalton gets to see my texts and some of my phone calls and I don't stop. I'm relentless. Relentless.
I know you do have guys that have come in and out. I know you look at guys at practice, and I know you're constantly talking, or guys are constantly talking to you, because I think it's more guys want our guys.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's slowed down a little bit in the last maybe month or so because, you know, no one really has too much to offer me for my guys. I mean, I'm not being arrogant, but we have one, they're great guys, they're good hockey players, but there's always something out there that could, you know, take us, you know, maybe a little, you know, higher in the mountain. So just keep looking and listening.
How bad would you like to get Paul Arnott to be able to play on the road too?
He is? Yeah, January when we go back on the road at the end of the month, he'll be full-time the rest of the year.
Because that does make a difference in the home game, especially after what you told me you were in Cornwall. You played with, like, two actual defensemen for the whole game, and you had forwards going back there. Mm-hmm. And I know you had I don't want to call a guy out on the radio, but you had Johnson back there, and you only put him back there once.
No, actually, it's funny you say that because he played a regular shift in Cornwall at D, and he kept it simple, he kept it clean, he kept it neat, and it was a good game. And the reason I moved him back last weekend for a couple shifts was just to see, you know, if it was an accident or he could do it. And I think it's actually good for him because it keeps it simple and he's not trying to do too much. Because mm-hmm. at center, you know, there's a lot of responsibility on centers. And I don't even think he's a true blue center, is he?
No, I'm pretty sure he plays wing.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, face-offs, you know, D-zone coverage. But we like Johnny Boy.
And he's a good skater, too. So, you know, if the more positions he can play.
No, I'm listening, Stuck. You know, that's one of the things, and you could ask whatever his name is here.
92 Shoots Right.
He's got two first names, Colton J, Taylor Love. I thought we had a rock band for a while. The key is you have to skate to play the game, and that's what I pride myself on. Most of the guys, whether they're defensemen, goalies, especially forwards, you have to be able to skate. And that just, you know, makes the team a lot better.
All right, we got to take another break here so that I stay on time. Otherwise, Brady will start talking and we'll be late again. But we'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back to the Dennis Stuckey Show. You're talking about goalies, Coach? And that you have six of them?
No. I was going to make a comment, but no, our goalie said that offensively, he goes, we're very, very dangerous. He goes, once the puck crosses that red line and we get possession in their zone, he goes, I just love watching our guys move. So that was a compliment.
What did he say when it's inside our zone?
You're a real funny guy.
Don't let 92 touch it.
No. He said that we do a nice job, but we could get better at it. He sounded a little bit like me.
Yeah.
Coach speak.
Well, I mean, actually, if you look at all the numbers, they all add up to we're one of the highest scoring teams in the league, and we're one of the hardest teams to score on in the league. That's what the numbers say. So, and your penalty kill is still terrific.
Mm-hmm.
We won't mention the other end of that, but it did get a goal this weekend.
Yes, it did. Is that five on the year now?
And I think you had a goal the weekend before, so it's perking up.
Six.
And all right. You know you're going to have to kill at least four penalties tomorrow. At least four.
That's all right. We're up for it.
Yep. You know you're going to have to. Come on. I'm not trying to get you in trouble or anything, but in that place, they get power plays.
I swear to God I will never wave a white towel again.
Or shoot the puck at the referee.
That was Junior. I threw it.
Oh, okay.
You threw
it. It was a shot onto the bench. It hit me in the chest, and I just picked it up. And instead of giving it to a fan that, you know, calls me every name under the sun, I threw it back on the ice.
Okay. Speaking of fans, you guys have to say hi to Kevin Samuelson. He wished you luck during the break.
Good.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Kevin. Happy New Year.
All right. There you have it. The number one fan.
Mm-hmm.
Besides me and Brady.
Well, you're cynical. So
I don't know. There's a lot of number one fans.
I just look at it a different way.
That crowd last weekend, Friday and Saturday, that was nice. We just have to keep moving it up. And we have a nice promo that's going right now. If they go on the website or social media or the box office, we're running a deal for the new year on a flex plan. It's discounted, and it gets you a discounted price plus 16 games for, you know, the price of 14 with the discount. And you could use them any way you want. It's a flex, so you can use, you know, 8 tickets for one game, you know, one per game, all of them for a game. So it's a nice promo we came up with for the new year.
And if I'm not mistaken, that gets you access to all the season ticket holder events that would otherwise you'd be excluded from, right?
Yeah, it's like a season ticket.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
I got to look. Where are we at?
Because the next home game is the 20th, right? If I'm not mistaken. And then they have three the week after.
Cornwall right in the middle of Silver Stick weekend.
You might have a lot of people at that game if all the Silver Stick teams show up.
Yeah, that's I like that game. It's noisy, but it's a different kind of noise. It's a squealy noise because you got a young crowd. So that's always kind of fun when they pack the building. Although some of them knuckleheads cheer for the other team, especially Cornwall being so all the Canadian kids will probably cheer for Cornwall, but it's all right. We'll shut them out. They won't have anything to cheer about.
I'll just make sure I don't toss them any pucks.
I did notice that. You play the crowd. You are smooth.
Oh, he is.
You
he
are
loves the crowd.
You come out. I can't remember. It was Saturday night. I don't know if it was between the first and the second or the
Neil
second
Diamond.
And the third. And the kid banged on the glass to you, and you magically had a puck in your pocket, and you tossed it over to him and made that kid's night.
Oh, I saw you dance into a Sweet Caroline going with the crowd. He's a performer. He's
and
not just a coach.
He loves it when they play the Stones.
Yes. Sympathy for the Devil.
Yeah.
You guys pay attention.
We pay attention.
We make sure that song gets played every night.
And I made a comment to that nice gentleman up there, and I said, you know, it's a great song, but you don't play it long enough. Well, when that glass came out, he played the whole song. It made my night. It went good with the 3 points.
You know, that glass back there behind that net and those Zamboni doors, they're lively, but they've been more lively this year than they have been in a couple of years, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of weird puck bounces off the Zamboni gates this year. Pucks flying right out into the slot, or you're going one way and it hits it and it bounces back right past you. A lot of weird stuff like that this year.
Well, there's a little burn between the ice and the bottom board, the kick plate, we'll call it. There's a little burn off, so I'm sure that that has a lot to do with it, right?
Yeah, it makes it tricky picking up pucks off the wall, too, especially when our defense decided to rim it around. I mean, you never know when it's going to bounce or, you know, if it's going to stay flat, take a hop, or jot out to the middle of the ice.
You might be the guy rimming it around. It might come right back at you.
It might. I mean, I always do a thing in warm-ups where I grab a puck at the blue line, I rim it as hard as I possibly can around, and I think 4 out of 7 times already that it's just hit something in the back and just hit the back of the net and stopped. It never makes it around.
Well, I mean, one night you might use that to your advantage. You never know.
Yeah, you're right. We might.
How would you like to beat a goalie and you go behind the net to field it and the thing's sitting in the slot?
Well, yeah. There have been teams here in the past where the coach has finally said, hey, look, when they rim it around at that end, I don't even want you going out and getting it. Just let it go. You know, you can play it at the other end, but don't come out at this end because a lot of bad bounces were happening a couple of years ago. I think that was Stan Drillia. He told the goalie, don't come out at that end.
Yeah.
Just stay in the net. Stay in the net and don't worry about it.
It always seems like the visiting side is usually a good side because I think that, you know, the boards are all intact, so there's no extensions or, like, you know, board separation. But definitely in our end, there's – especially where the Zamboni is, there's some weird little kickouts on the wall, that's for sure.
So you're headed to that place that we won't mention, Coach, to play tomorrow night. It's the only game this weekend. Good luck to you. And let's get with the 9th win in a row. This is a pretty good streak.
The boys are playing good, and they just keep working hard, and they never give up. And that's something that is a, you know, compliment or a tribute to the 18 guys in the locker room. You know, if someone's having an off day, you know, you look at, and, you know, we won't mention colors of lines. All of a sudden, a guy that you don't expect to put the puck in the net or make a great hit does it, and the momentum turns. So it takes all of them.
Yeah. Actually, you're getting goals from all over the place this past weekend. Van Winesburg, is he here to stay, or was he just helping you out?
Oh, no. Robbie's in. He's working out some details with the job and stuff, but he'll be in Danville.
It's good to hear.
Good deal. All right, Dalton, you just keep putting the puck in the net, and we'll keep teasing you, and things will go good.
All right, I'll try.
just keep smiling, Jay.
Dalton Jay and Coach Pace from the Prowlers. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with hour number 2 in just a moment.